Hello, this is Jill Wigmore Welsh here in Reading in Berkshire. It's July 2011 and I've just got a few moments before I have a client arrive, and I'm recording a short process here that you can use as a progression if you've had an arthroscopy on your knee or some similar surgical intervention. As with any process that is directed towards a medical condition, I always have to make the usual disclaimers. Naturally, you're going to be doing any movement work at your own risk. If you feel that there are any reasons that you may need to get advice from your medical practitioner or from a physiotherapist, osteopath, chiropractor, etc., before you do any bodywork processes, then obviously take those precautions. And so that what you're doing is you're coming at this with a sense, if you like, of permission and also taking responsibility. I remember many years ago somebody saying to me that with independence comes responsibility. And I think that when we want to be responsible for our own body, self-use and our health, then we do have to be responsible for everything that we do. And that includes how you choose to do these processes. So the first process that I introduced you to, which was the one where, if you look back over these short recordings, it was the one where I was introducing you to make a contact between your mind, your brain, your cortex, and the dermatomes, the skin sensation area, over the top of the muscle groups that you're wanting to contract. So when we're going to be doing this process, we're going to be working again around function. And this time we're going to be using some mental imagery, some graded imagery, to enable us to be beginning to start to plan the process that we're going to be doing next. So most times, if you've had something like an arthroscopy, it may be it's an exploration to have a look inside the knee to get a better idea as to whether or not you've actually got something that needs some form of a future treatment. Like it might be that they've had a look inside and said, well, yes, you're going to need some bigger treatment in the future. Or it might be that through that process, they've actually been able to go through the little keyhole incisions and make all the repairs, tidy up the joint, etc., as well as they feel they can do at this time. And this process can be started off, actually, even when you're in hospital, when you've just had your results, you can start doing this process as you can the previous process of thinking of getting in touch with the muscles. So come to find yourself lying down, and it can be however and wherever you feel you're comfortable to do this. As long as you've got the whole of the back surface of yourself supported. So ideally that wants to be, say, you know, in the center of a double bed or lying on the floor. But obviously if you've had knee surgery, you might not feel comfortable getting down onto the floor. So find yourself a comfortable way. It'll be lying. Make sure that your head is well supported. You don't want your chin to be tipped back. You want your forehead and your chin to be in the same configuration, same line. So you might want a couple of books, pillows, whatever, just to bring your head up. And allow yourself just to feel really comfortable in this position. If your knee is still a little bit sore after the arthroscopy, maybe you've got some swelling. If the knee is still a little bit sore, then you may wish to put a little rolled up towel or something similar underneath the back of it, just to actually take up the space so that you can let your leg rest onto that and allow your muscles just to completely relax. I begin to notice what it feels like for you to relax. It might be that this leg that you've had an operation on has been painful and sore for some time. It might be that when you think of letting it relax, that's when you notice that maybe as you relax, you get a little bit more discomfort. So whatever processes you're going through, I want you to work without causing too much pain. If you can do the processes without causing any pain, of course, that's even better. But that's part of what we're going to be doing with this mental imagery process. So if you need an extra little roll under the knee, pop that in right now. And as you're lying relaxing, just take yourself through a process of systemic, if you like, relaxation. You can systematically start from the top of the back of your head, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, rib cage, upper arms, lower arms, hands, fingers. Allowing yourself just to relax onto the bed. And feel how much tensioning you're letting go. We can all carry quite a lot of tensioning in response to everyday life, sometimes more than others. Allow your unaffected leg to just relax onto the bed. Think about your pelvis relaxing, top of the leg, knee, lower part of the leg relaxing, and foot. That's right. And then allow the leg that you've had surgery on to relax as well. And most of this lesson is going to be done in your imagination. We know from research that when you vividly imagine yourself doing something, you actually do fire off the same neurological pathways, as if you're actually doing the activity. You'll have to excuse, you can hear my cat in the background interrupting me. She's agreeing with me. She's a very noisy 16, 17-year-old cat. So you might hear some more noises in a minute. So as you're relaxing there, I want you just to close your eyes. That's right. And in your imagination, I want you to imagine that you're standing up. So you're not really going to stand up, you're just going to imagine that you're standing up. And even in your imagination, as you're standing up, you're going to imagine that you've got something in front of you that if you wanted to hold on to, that you could do. So you want to create the optimal sense of security. So in standing, in this imaginary standing, I want you to imagine what it would be like just to be taking the weight down through your feet in a nice, comfortable way. And as you're taking your weight down through your feet, just notice that there's a balance between your left and right foot. So that in your imagination, you're taking the weight equally between your both feet. And as you're taking that weight equally, just notice how your pelvis is vertical above the center of your feet, with your sitting bones just slightly pointing down a little more towards the floor. But there's a sense that your spine can just be erect and long and lifted. And in this configuration, as you're standing, you can imaginarily put your hands out to have your fingers resting on the surface if you want to, because then you'll know that you're safe. You don't have to lift your arms up, just imagine that they're there. And as you're feeling the sense of lifting up and up, it's as if the back of your neck is being lengthened, lengthened, lengthened away from your heels. And it feels as if any of the pressures going down through your hips and your knees and your feet are becoming lighter and lighter. So you're standing up in this imaginary position with a sense of lightness. And as your head is balanced and you look straight ahead of you, notice how your eyes are sitting centrally. Your eyeballs are sitting centrally in the sockets there so that you can just look straight ahead of you and gaze into the distance. So as you're standing like this, and it may be that you're imagining yourself standing at a windowsill, standing at a rail, you're gazing ahead, and you're feeling how your head can be lifted up, and your shoulders can be dropping open, as you balance through the bones of your body. And as you're balancing, I want you to imagine what it would be like to be beginning to start to gently move your weight across so that you're taking a little bit more weight over onto the leg that you haven't had the operation on. That's right. The one that you haven't had the operation on. So allow yourself to imagine that your weight is going over to one side, over to the leg that you've had to depend on perhaps a little more over the last few days. Allow yourself to imagine what it would feel like just to transfer that weight across. Notice all the gentle shifts and subtle variations that need to take place as you allow yourself just to move, to stand on that good leg. And then allow yourself just to come back to the center. And slowly, in your imagination, just repeat that process a few times, just allowing yourself to shift your weight slowly and easily and gently across and over to your left leg or right leg, and then back to the middle. That's it, and do it at your own pace, just feeling that shift. And when you've done that a few times, allow yourself just to come back to the center and get that feeling of the weight going down through both legs, so you're standing centrally. And then beginning in your imagination to think of transferring the weight over onto your operated leg, the leg that you've had surgery on. Now remember, you're doing this in your imagination. So you're allowing yourself just to take a little bit more weight over on this leg. You've got your imaginary support in front of you if you want to have it there. You know you're safe because in the real world you're lying down. But in your imagination, you're imagining yourself moving over to stand on this leg and then back to the center, and repeat that a few times. Just first to one side, and then to the other side. And then you can sway one leg and then over to the other leg. That's right. Imagine yourself just swaying over one leg, swaying over the other leg. If you feel comfortable, you can let go of your imaginary bar. And then just come to stand again in the center, in your imaginary exercise that we're doing here. And in your imagination, with your weight going down through both legs, I want you just to imagine yourself going up on your toes. So you're just lifting your heels, staying in this lovely, light, lifted, open space. Your head is lifting up to the ceiling. The chest is opening, your neck is lengthening, eyes are staying wide, and if you can, allow yourself to have a smile in your face. As your shoulders open, as your chest at the front opens, and your arms can hang in your imagination down by your sides, or they can rest, your fingertips can rest on this imaginary bar as you go up on your toes and down. And you just do this nice and slowly, up on your toes, imagine what it would feel like to go all the way, right, up, 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 not on tiptoes like a ballerina, but just so that the front part of your foot, right at the bottom where your big toe is, the joint is bent to about 90 degrees, 80 or 90 degrees. So it's as if you're wearing high-heeled shoes, and for the men doing this, you can obviously not know what wearing high-heeled shoes is all about, or you may do, I don't know. But as you go up, you can just feel how you'd be raising yourself up, as if you were looking over the heads of people standing in front of you, maybe at a concert or at an exhibition, and you were just rising up on your toes there to get a better view. That's right, and then slowly down. And in your imagination, as you do this process of going up on your toes, you can start to feel how that idea of pushing up and lifting up, lifting your head and lengthening everything out, that would be making your bottom muscles tighten a little maybe, and your calf muscles tighten, and the muscles at the front of your leg tighten, and you can even just sort of, after you've done it a few times lying on the bed here or on the floor, you can sort of almost imagine those muscles tightening. And you know, if you were to be standing behind somebody else who was doing this, if you imagine you had a wonderful dancer standing there in front of you holding onto a bar and just raising themselves up and down, you'd see all of the muscles starting to tighten as they begin to go through this process of moving. So begin to start to think of these muscles that you'd like to ask to work as you lengthen yourself out, as you become longer and longer and longer. And as you do this, maybe in your imagination, as you're lying there on the bed, you can be beginning to start to just ask those muscles to tighten just a little. As you're lying there, just imagine yourself lengthening and lengthening and lengthening on this bed, as if you're gently, gently, gently just pushing away from an imaginary floor that's underneath you. That's right. So just a little imaginary floor pushing away, as you push the ball of your foot into an imaginary floor, as you push into that imaginary floor, you'll be surprised as you feel yourself tightening those muscles just naturally, as if you were to be standing up. That's right. And repeat this just a few times, just in your imagination, just imagining yourself lifting up those heels, lengthening, allowing yourself just to balance like this, feeling those muscles tighten. Your arms can be resting on this imaginary bar, or your arms can lift in your imagination, and they can lift up above your head so that you're actually reaching up, everything's lengthening, everything's opening, nice big smile, wide open eyes, that's right. Nice lengthen. Oh, it's as if you're having a wonderful stretch. That's it. Oh, feel that stretch. That's it. Everything lengthening out. Oh, there we go. And on the bed, you might want to just lengthen those arms and have a little stretch. Feel everything can lengthen out. That's it. Gently does it. And then just let it all go and completely relax. That's right. Just allow yourself to relax and come back to the present as you're lying here on the bed or on the floor. And practicing this in your imagination is something that you can do every time you think about getting up out of bed. So you can imagine what it would be like to Swing your legs over the side of the bed or get up from the floor and just come up into standing and find something to hold on to and just balance and try out the little process that we've been doing very gently, as long as you've been told that you can take weight through this leg. Obviously, medical constraints, common sense, take responsibility. And as you're standing and practicing this, noticing what you notice and taking from it what you can. And I'll be back again soon, and I'll be continuing with some processes that you can work with. Knee injuries are relatively common. Knee surgery is very common, and these processes can be simply used and safely used by lots of people who've had lots of different interventions around the knee. But as I always keep coming back to and saying, if you're not sure if you should be doing things, ask your medical practitioner first. Take care, take responsibility. This is Jill Wigmore-Welsh just signing off now. Reading in Berkshire, about 40 miles outside London. If you're in the UK, you're welcome to come and have a chat with me or come to one of my awareness through movement classes that I run. Otherwise, enjoy this podcast and enjoy the others that are here, and have a lovely rest of the day. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.